Do you have a deadline that you need to manifest something by? Today, I'm sharing with you exactly how to manifest on a time crunch. My name is Kath Kyle, and I help conscious creators and change makers manifest success through my coaching, courses, and club. So how do you manifest on a time crunch? I would like to share a few examples with you about how I have manifested for myself or for other people on a time crunch. Now, it seems that I, and probably you as well, are much better at manifesting for other people or praying for other people. To me, they're both the same thing, praying and manifesting, praying for other people on a time crunch. For example, a lot of the things that I pray for other people seem to manifest immediately. And the reason why that is because we just don't have resistance when it comes to manifesting for other people. For example, just a couple of days ago, my husband texted me. He was away at the time and he was waiting for a train, and he had just heard an announcement that the train that was about to arrive was standing room only, that there was no seats left, and he was going to have to be on this train for about 3 hours, and he needed to get some work done. He had to sit down and use his laptop. So he sent me a message saying, please will you pray that I get a seat on the train? So I did. I imagined him. This is how you manifest on a time crunch. This is how you can manifest anything. I simply imagined him sitting down on the train, getting his laptop out and relaxing for the whole journey. I imagined him sending me a message saying, it worked, I've got a seat for the whole journey. And I imagined the feelings that I was going to feel, which was going to be gratitude. And I felt feelings of gratitude. I was excited for him. I was like, yes, it worked, you got a seat, thank goodness. So I texted him back and I encouraged him to do the same thing as well, to manifest for himself. And then literally about 2 minutes later, he texted me with exactly what I imagined. He said, I got a seat, thank goodness, thank you so much. So that is an example of manifesting on a time crunch. Manifestations can happen very quickly, and that one happened within just a couple of minutes. It's very similar. An analogy that people often use is to manifest a parking space. This is a very common one because people are usually driving every day and they usually need a parking space now. They've got somewhere to be, they've got an appointment, a deadline they have to get to, and they have to find somewhere to park. Same goes again. When my husband phoned me up about a month ago, he was in the city, couldn't find a parking space, had to take my daughter to an appointment. They were running late, really stressed. So I did exactly the same again. A couple of minutes later, I got a text saying that they managed to find a parking space much closer than they anticipated. It was just literally around the corner from the building that they needed to get into. I've also manifested bigger things on time crunches, like my husband had the last job that he applied for. I manifested that he would get the job, and he did get the job. So there's numerous examples of me praying for other people. I pray for my clients and customers all the time, and I see results of things happening for people that I pray for all the time. I've also had examples myself, although the way in which I lead my own life, I don't tend to find myself in so many situations where I actually have to manifest something on a time crunch. I feel quite relaxed about my life a lot of the time. So I often don't feel that desperation to manifest things on a certain time crunch. I operate my life in a way in which things just kind of flow from one thing to another, and I don't often have those stressful deadline situations, which is exactly the lifestyle that I have manifested, because I don't like to feel that stress. So it's even sometimes when I'm trying to find a parking space, which doesn't happen very often because I usually walk to the beach. I do drive my kids to school, but there's not usually any issues with parking there, so I don't usually have to manifest. And that's the thing about, you can manifest your life. You can manifest that you always get a parking space, and then you don't need to manifest every single individual parking space. If you truly believe that there's always a parking space there for you, then you don't need to go through that stress every single time. So there was one occasion where I was driving my husband, which doesn't normally happen. Normally he's driving, but I was driving, and we were looking for a parking space next to the beach, and there didn't seem to be any. We'd gone up and down the row where there were usually available spaces, and every space was full. And my husband said, "Oh, it's really tricky to find a parking space." And I said, "Let's not manifest tricky. Let's say it's easy. It's so easy to manifest a parking space." And at that very moment, somebody pulled out and it was easy. So you can change your words as well. You can change your thoughts. And that also really helps you to manifest on a time crunch. A bigger example, a very stressful time in our lives was when we were moving house. We were moving to a new country, new area, new schools for the kids, new job for my husband, new houses, everything was new. It was just craziness. And I had to trust and rely on God so much during that time because there was just so much going on. And I remember an occasion where it was just everything just seemed to be out of our control. My husband had got the job. We'd manifested that he had the job. So we knew we were moving, but there was so much else that had to fall into place on a time crunch. And I remember the area that we had chosen, there was no school places at all. We didn't have a school place for the kids. I phoned up the council saying, "Where can I get a place for my kids around this general area?" And they said, "In this particular area, there is two spaces that your kids could have then." And I remember saying, "Yes, I'll have those." And she said, "Fill in the form, complete the form." By the time I had sent the form back, which I think was the next day, she said that those two spaces had gone. So I was back to square one. There was a massive shortage of school places for my daughter's age group. And there was plenty of spaces in schools for my son, but not for my daughter. And I needed a place for both of them. And I remember praying, manifesting and trusting. And then the lady on the phone said to me, "Oh, there's actually, those children have left a school in the same area and they happen to be in the exact year groups that your children are in." So they managed to get into their school. And during that same time period, we had to manifest a house to live in. We were trying to sell our house. I think it had been months. I'd been doing viewings every single day, and there was just, even though there was lots of interest, nobody had actually made an offer yet. So we had, I think it was just one weekend that we were able to go down, to fly down to the other country, to go and look at houses, to look at rental houses and try and get some accommodation secured by the time we actually moved, which was very, very soon. I think it was just in a couple of weeks. So we booked our flights, went down to look at rental houses. Even though we hadn't sold our house, we were on a massive time crunch because we had to all move as a family. And we got there, and almost all of the rentals that I had penciled in to go and view, I think there was about 10 on my list, almost all of them, apart from about three of them, had been taken already, and there was only about three left. We went to see those three, and they were horrible. They were falling down, they were run down, they were not in nice areas. I remember walking around one of the houses, and as the estate agent stepped on the tiles, they literally cracked beneath her feet. And she tried to hide it, and I said, "Those tiles have just broken." And we went into the back garden. There was just like these wooden beams with nails sticking out all over the place. And I just thought, is this all we've got left? We are on a massive time crunch. We have to get some accommodation. What are we going to do? So I prayed and I visualized and I manifested that we would get something that was suitable for us as a family. And then we were sat down in a coffee shop trying to have a think about what to do next, because we didn't want to go home with no accommodation because we had to move and we had literally nowhere to move to. And then we'd viewed all the houses on the list and there was nothing else. And then my husband said, "Why don't I just pop in to that estate agent over there and just ask them if they've got anything that's just happens to have just come in that maybe we haven't seen it and perhaps they've got something we don't know." So I said, "Yes, it's worth a try." So he went in and there was actually a property that we had dismissed because it had a really long lease and we wanted to buy a house. So we didn't want a long lease. So he asked them, do you have any properties in this area? And they said, we only have this one property available. And he said, well, it's just got too long of a lease for us. And they said, well, let me have a word with the owner and then we'll see if we can change the terms on the lease and get this to be a shorter lease for you. So they had a word with the owner and sure enough, they said yes. So that house ended up ticking so many boxes. It was just a few minutes walk to the beach. It was in a brand new rental home in a lovely area, in a really nice residential area. It had exactly the right number of bedrooms, a nice townhouse, very convenient location, and it was just everything that we wanted. So we signed the lease, even though we didn't have our house sold, but that's probably another story for another time, because there was still more dramas that happened with the house, and that was a time crunch as well, and thankfully we got our house sold at exactly the right time. So there are plenty of examples of manifesting on a time crunch that have happened in my life, so I know it's definitely possible. So the one thing I want to mention about manifesting on a time crunch is that a lot of people have difficulties with manifesting on a time crunch, and the reason is because deadlines and time crunches induce a massive amount of stress in you, because you feel like you have to have something by a certain date. And if it doesn't happen, then something negative is going to happen. So you start getting very stressed and you have a lot of resistance to it. When you have stress around something, it means you are thinking about what you don't want more often than you are thinking about what you do want. And that creates resistance, and your manifestation probably isn't going to happen if you've got more negative thoughts about the situation than positive thoughts. So this is why a lot of people really struggle to manifest on a time crunch. So I have got a solution for you to really help your mindset when it comes to manifesting on a time crunch. So the first thing to ask yourself is this actually a time crunch? Is this actually a deadline, or is this a self-imposed deadline? Because, for example, when you are running a business, and you might be setting monthly goals and you might think, okay, in a month's time, I want to have manifested 10 grand. The month after, I want to manifest 20 grand. Is that actually a time crunch, or is that just a goal, a self-imposed goal? I would suggest that's not actually a time crunch. You don't absolutely have to have made 10 grand. Unless, of course, there is a good reason that you need to manifest 10 grand, but then that doesn't need to come through your business. If you desperately need money for something, you can just manifest the money. Then forget the how. Doesn't need to come through your business. Doesn't matter how it comes, just manifest the money. But if you are manifesting through your business, and say you've got enough money to pay your bills, but you just want to manifest more money, you want to feel more successful, you want to help more people, that's not really a time crunch. That's just a goal, and you would treat that completely differently. There's no point in inducing stress into your life for a self-imposed deadline that doesn't really matter if it happens this month or next month. If I said to you, would you be just as happy if that particular goal manifested 3 months from now, and you said yes, then don't try and manifest on a time crunch. Don't even set that deadline, because it's just going to induce stress and create that resistance and negativity. So if you answered the question and you said, yes, this actually is a deadline, a serious deadline, it can't be moved. Maybe I'm applying for a job, I'm trying to win a contract, I'm trying to get a parking space, I need to get on this train, otherwise I'm going to be stranded, I need to get this house, otherwise I'm going to be homeless, and that is definitely a time crunch, then this is what I suggest you do with your mindset to avoid this stress and pressure that you're putting on yourself. Remember that everything can be reversed. Everything can be changed. There is nothing that happens in your reality that can't be changed. So remember that just at the point where you have gotten the news of whether or not you have got your manifestation, say for example, you've been told some bad news, you haven't got the job, you didn't get the contract, the person that you wanted to be with for the rest of your life has moved away to the other side of the world, they've ended the relationship, somebody has said that they don't want to work with you, they've made their decision, and that is final. The decision is final, it's been made, you didn't get your manifestation. So imagine that you didn't get your manifestation. Now at this point, things can still change. Things can still manifest in your favor. Humans can still change their mind. If they didn't change their mind, if they didn't have thoughts, you wouldn't have got your manifestation in the first place. So even though they have decided something that feels final and sounds final, they can still change their mind. Circumstances can still change. Trains can still arrive. New trains could arrive. You missed the train, a new one can arrive. You didn't get the house, you've gone back home, you don't have a house, somebody could phone you up and say, we have a house now. You could sign it remotely. There are always solutions to every problem. Just because you have reached somebody else's deadline that they imposed, their self-imposed deadline, doesn't mean that their mind can't be changed. This is called revision. This is called changing history. This is called rewriting things in your favor. And this is one of my very favorite techniques. It is an advanced manifestation technique. And I go over this a lot in my Business Manifestation Club. And I really explain how to do this. But basically, you're not going to accept that decision is final. You're going to believe that you can still have exactly what you want, even though the deadline has passed. And here's an example of when I have done this quite recently. We are in the process of applying for planning permission on our side garden. At the moment, we've got a patch of grass and we don't have any walls or fences. We don't have any boundary. So dogs are coming onto our grass and we want to be able to enclose the garden in. We want to be able to do what we want in the garden, basically create a nice garden and have it enclosed with a wall. And the permissions on this particular housing estate dictate that you're not allowed to erect a fence or a wall if there wasn't one already there when you bought the house. So we bought the house from you, there wasn't a fence there. And they told us, no, you're not allowed to do that because this is the permissions. And we thought, well, we're going to try anyway. We're still going to do it. We're going to ask anyway and believe that we can have it. So we applied for planning permission to have this wall around our own garden and did the manifestation techniques, really believed it, trusted it was going to happen, visualized my garden exactly what I wanted with my fence, my wall, my office garden, the summer house, storage place, lovely decking, benches, nice views, hammock, etc., etc. I've visualized the whole thing. So I've created a reverse memory in my mind showing exactly what I want in the garden. So I know that it's happening. It's definitely happening. It's done. It's already done. Then we get the planning permission back and it's been rejected. They said, no, you're not doing that. We don't want you to put up a fence. It will change the look and feel of the area. Rejected, and you're not allowed to appeal it because there is no grounds for appeal because we've already decided and we didn't do anything wrong in this process. Therefore, you're not allowed to appeal it. And me and my husband were discussing it and I was saying, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm still going to keep the faith. This is still going to happen. I believe that people will change their mind and we'll still get what we want. And then I think a few days, maybe a week went by and my husband got an email saying that they were now reconsidering the planning permission, that it had been passed to a new guy and he was working one-to-one with the guy that we had used to apply for the planning permission and they were having phone calls with each other. And they were talking about it and they said that there was one particular thing that we'd put in the planning permission that we'd put a high wall at the back, and they said if we had a lower wall, then they would probably approve the planning permission. And we only ever wanted a lower wall anyway, but the guy that we were using for the planning permission convinced us to ask for more than what we wanted so that we would have grounds for changing it at the end. But then at the end they said, no, we're not changing anything. So it turns out that they would actually change something. And then they said that, yes, it's probably going to go through now, and we're probably going to do it unofficially, that you don't need to apply for the whole process again, that we're probably just going to change the planning permission and just accept it. So that is an example of changing something once the deadline has passed. The deadline was passed, they rejected it, they said we couldn't appeal, and I revised the situation using a technique called revision, rewriting the situation, and things changed. So if you are thinking about a deadline and you're stressing and worrying and thinking, well, it's going to be the end of the world if I don't get it on this deadline, it's not. Things can change, time can shift and change, people's opinions can shift and change, circumstances can shift and change, everything can shift and change. So remember that when you are manifesting on a time crunch, so that you don't get desperation and stress around that deadline, around that time crunch, know that whatever happens, you will still get what you want. Everything is always working in your favor. So I have another video which is about speeding up your manifestations. If you are trying to manifest something that's not on a time crunch, but you just want to speed it up, then go and watch that video, and I will show that at the end of this video. And I also have another video which is all about how to create a reverse memory, and that is the technique that I use to manifest what I want. I also have a free guide to creating a reverse memory, so you can get that below this video. Go and get that now. And I would also encourage you to come and join our Business Manifestation Club, where I teach in depth these types of advanced manifestation techniques, such as rewriting history, things that have already happened, so that you still get what you want. There is nothing that can stop you from manifesting exactly what you want. And if you have enjoyed this video and you want more videos just like this one, I encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then you will never miss a video. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.